Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money FM 89.3, financial updates from the Business Times.
So as I mentioned, we're taking a look at the Singapore markets, the Straits Times Index in the green, up 1.7%, 3,227 points. Advances leading the pack, 398 to 180 decliners. Healthy volume today, we've got 1.7 billion securities worth $1.43 billion changing hands so far. Jeff joins us now. Jeff Howie, market strategist at the SGX, to help us understand what's been moving this week and analyze these numbers. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rachel. Good afternoon.
Oh, good to have you with us, Jeff. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, and I saw you during the week, which is a highlight.
Wow. I was going to say long time. No, see, yes, I saw Jeff at the HSBC 2023 Outlook that was presented by HSBC and organized by the Straits Times. And he gave a fantastic panel session with our colleagues from the Straits Times as well as HSBC. It was really interesting, actually, Jeff.
Yeah, it was the problem with panels, they can just go too quickly sometimes, right?
I know, an hour is never enough.
Yeah,
especially not these days. Especially when you're trying to digest 2022 and what to look out for in the year ahead with the year that we've had or the last few years that we've been having.
Yeah, and definitely markets on the move at the moment.
Let's just take a look at this week, Jeff. I mean, or even today.
Yeah. So this week and today, we've both continued the previous week's momentum. And we've seen in the last few weeks now that the Friday session accounts for quite a bit of the weekly gains, significant portion. And you might recall back in 2020, back in the days of COVID, you'd have developments over the weekend and the declines in the market, much of the declines happened on the Monday. Whereas data is so important at the moment from a growth, inflation, trade, geopolitical perspective that, Fridays generally have been busy, not necessarily in the green, but certainly more turnover than usual. So we saw the momentum really continue this week. So the STI is up 3% so far this week. So ended last week at 31.30. And it's up around the 32.20s today. And it brings the year-to-date total return to 7% compared to a still decline for the FTSE Developed Index, which is down 15%. But I think just to par for the course, take it into perspective, we had a pretty quick 320-point decline from the 32.90 close back on the 13th of September, which preceded a pretty bad inflation report in the US and a pretty big sell-off in the US on the 13th of September evening. So from that 32.90 high back on the 13th of September, we fell down to this 29.70 close on the 21st of October. So that's a 5-6 week drop of around 320 points. And since then, since the 21st of October, we've recovered 250 points of the 320 points. So that's close to what, 3/4, 75% of that original drop. So the momentum has been obviously pretty strong, both on the down and the upside. And it really encapsulates what we're seeing in global markets now. Just because there might not be so much liquidity, it doesn't mean that all the key data points, sectors and different market drivers are not still creating dynamic market conditions, which we are clearly seeing.
And just taking a look at regional stocks, I mean, I was looking at the MSCI Asia Pacific Index. I think it's climbed as much as 4.6%, on track for its best weekly gain since 2020. Hong Kong's benchmark, it opened at around 6%. It later surged around 7% this morning.
Yeah, you know why. It's you'd say it's a, what's it, a partial rebound, measured partial rebound week because technology stocks, and for that matter, REITs as well, have led the global stock market lower this year. But this week, it's those two sectors that have actually led the global stock market higher. So our FTSE ST REIT index has generated a 6% total return so far this year. FTSE EPRA NAR REIT index is up 5%. If you look at the actual REITs that have been leading, that's so far this week, it was a Digital Core REIT, Cromwell European REIT, Capital Land Integrated Commercial Trust, First REIT, and Fraser Logistics and Commercial Trust. So on the tech front as well, you've got the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index up 10% for the Asia week. At the same time, AEM Holdings is up 8%, UMS is up 12%, Franken's up 15%.
And who are the biggest movers this week? I've seen when I was talking to Rachel every time during every day with Market View, we'd be talking about Sembcorp Marine and how it's like the top actively traded counter buy in terms of volume. Is it because of that merger with Keppel Corp that we saw last week?
Yeah, look, there's probably, if you look at the share price, it's been more consolidating this week. Sembcorp Marine is due to provide its third quarter business updates before the Tuesday open.
Mm-hmm.
So there haven't been any major corporate announcements, but it did end last week at 13.4 cents, and I think it's now around 13.5 cents. So as we said, it's consolidating around. But at the same time, so that's kind of a laggard when you consider the momentum in the market. But you've got to also consider that I guess its most adjacent key market is energy, and Brent crude futures have declined 5% so far this week. So we've seen measured moves in Golden Energy and Resources, Geo Energy Resources, RH Petrol Gas, and Rex International. Those four upstream energy players have actually averaged a 5% decline this week. Mm-hmm. And the major catalyst, of course, was that EIA report showing that inventories in the US had actually doubled what they were expected to print. So that was a key driver. But I guess one more other mover that doesn't really, because as you say, Sembcorp Marine's right up the top there and day-to-day volumes, Hongbin. But another small little segment of the market that has actually been on the move but doesn't kind of rank that high in the daily turnover rankings is the personal protection equipment and the rubber glove manufacturer and distributors. So since the beginning of November, we have seen a small tick up in global COVID-19 cases. So we were around 320,000 daily smoothed average cases at the beginning of November, and that's crept back up to around 350,000. So you've seen Top Glove, Riverstone, UG Healthcare, as well as the PPE provider, Medtex International Corp, they've actually averaged double-digit 11% gains so far this week.
Taking a look at a number of other sectors now, I want to start off and take a look at the telcos, and actually a telco is my pick of the week. I'm not going to tell you which one yet, although I have picked a telco in the past, so it's a bit of a no-brainer there. But I was just taking a look at shares of Singtel. They're one of the biggest movers today in terms of value turnover. They're up around 2.3% at the moment. They just released their earnings, so did StarHub. What's your take on the telco sector, Jeff?
Yeah, see, I'm looking at it right now as well. You've got $80 million a day. So that's what yesterday it actually traded double its normal daily turnover after reporting before the open. So, there was a surprise for Singtel. It announced a comparable interim dividend of 4.6 cents per share, but it did surprise by announcing that special dividend shares of 5 cents in two tranches. So the first tranche will be 2.5 cents, and that's on these asset recycling initiatives, part of the strategic transformation process. So that 4.6 cent interim dividend and the 2.5 cent first tranche, it actually goes ex-dividend next Friday on the 18th of November. I thought among the highlights, which is super important for the telecommunications industry, is the digitalization part of it, Rachel. So we saw NCS, which has obviously been repositioned as the group's digital champion, capitalize on the digitalization trend. I think it added, if I'm not wrong, it was new bookings of 1.3 billion Sing, so that brings its total order book to 3.5 billion Sing.
Right.
And as you say, it's a big trade. It ranks as our most ranks among our most traded stocks here in Singapore, and it's generally as much as 6% of the day-to-day market turnover. That one stock in particular, it's moved from $2.32 at the end of last year to around these $2.70 levels at the moment, and it's also been recipient to the most net institutional inflows so far this year in the vicinity of 850 million Sing dollars.
Okay.
Well, for me, I'm going to stick to my, you know, I still have travel blues. So as the travel recovery continues, I'm going to pick Genting Singapore. I mean, they posted their earnings and I think it more than doubled, more than 100% increase in net profit for its third quarter. Did you expect that, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, we did see so far Genting Singapore also among the 10 stocks that have seen the most net institutional flows so far this week, and I think the stock is also among the 10 that have seen the most institutional inflows for the year. So I think, yeah, that was pretty much in expectations. Regional reopenings, services economy has been a very important part of Singapore's economic recovery this year, and uneven economic forces have actually transcended into the stock market.
Jeff, as you mentioned, we've had a number of earnings out over the past week. What's your take on how earnings season's going so far?
Yeah, I think so far so good, because it's been, 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. And it has coincided with the recovery. But the earnings has pretty much come in line, I think, with expectations, some slightly below, some slightly above. But yeah, as we've seen, the market sort of tells us how it's interpreted the results, and it has been a pretty strong 250 point move since the 21st of October. The big macro stuff is still overhanging, though. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't put the market moves all down to the earnings front. As you can't. Yeah, so that's been on the
radar. A lot happening in the region at the moment. I mean, we've got G20 mm-hmm. just around the corner. Everyone's been talking about the midterms. Obviously, this week we had COP27 as well. Everyone's in Cambodia right now. Not in Cambodia, ASEAN. But yes, those that are involved in ASEAN are in Cambodia right now. How do all of these large events play into the markets, Jeff?
You know, they do, because while a lot of the momentum follows what's happening with monetary conditions. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be tightened more? Are they going to be less tightened? You've still got the building of these segments. Case in point, so there'll be a lot of ASEAN focus next week as well.
Right.
And you've got electrification of vehicles, a really big driver of growth here in ASEAN. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's the electronics industry as well is super important, and the whole digital communication business as well. So these help produce these segments for the market, not just for the stock market, but for the startups and so forth.
Mm. And meanwhile, over in the US, we saw that US inflation report. Any surprises there for you, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, not I wasn't surprised, but the markets were, because mm-hmm. if you look at it, first of all, it came in an hour later because US has come out of daylight savings, so it's now 9:30 in the evening, not 8:30. Mm-hmm. And the number did come in below expectations. So the all items headline number was up 7.7% year on year. So that's the lowest year on year print since January. And that's when the CPI came in at 7.5%. Month on month, it was comparable. It was up 0.4%. Mm. But the key gauge, the key thing is it's marked further deceleration from that 9.1% so far peak in June of 2022. Mm-hmm. The CPI report, what it did, it saw the 10-year US Treasury yields return back down to 3.8%, and that's 40 basis points lower from where they were at their intra-week high at 4.2%. And at the same time, the US dollar index also returned to the 108 level after trading at around the 111 level in the first thing Monday morning. So what we saw is stock sectors that really got the most relief from that result were REITs. The US REITs basically put on double the overnight moves that the Dow Jones Index put on. So the upshot of all of it is that for the next FOMC on the 14th of December, we're now at 85% expectations for a 50 basis point hike, and at 15% expectations for a 75 basis point hike. And more importantly too, the longer term expectations have seen a little bit of a more moderate hawkish shift. So the peak, or the terminal rate as it's referred to, is now seen at 475 to 500 basis points. That's down from 500 to 525 basis points that we were looking at previously. So lots to happen. Those two in December, two big dates. The 13th of December will be the November CPI, and then the 14th of December will be the US FOMC.
And before we get to December, Jeff, what are you going to be looking out for in the week ahead?
We've got more earnings. Semcorp Marine, as we said. Mm-hmm. We've got Asia Pay Television Trust, ASL Marine, Golden Agri Resources, iWow Tech, CSE Global among the stocks that are going to report. For our economic data, a key one is on Thursday, the October NOTEX number. Mm-hmm. So far in Singapore, for the first 9 months of the year, our NOTEX is up 9.1% year to date, and that's after 12.1% growth next year. So what is a concern is that we have recently seen exports to China decline in the vicinity of 30% year on year in September, after seeing a decline in the vicinity of 20% back in August. So China's economy remains a key variable. The NOTEX growth is expected to weaken next year as well, and I think consensus expectations for the number on Thursday is for a 2% year on year decline. I should also mention the big backdrop, because this is important. It's not just growth and it's not just inflation, yeah. It's also trade. And the IMFC global trade volume growth to decelerate more. So we went from 10.1% in 2021, going to 3.2% in 2022, and expected to moderate even further to 2.7% in 2023. But on that trade front, precursor, good info. We'll get more information next week with the China October economic data as well.
Okay, Jeff. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Jeff Howie, market strategist at the SGX, for a roundup of how markets have performed this week and what to look out for in the week ahead.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.